Okay, my friends. Before we get into today's story, I wanted to let you know about Spotify for Podcasters. It's the tool that I'm using to make my stories so that you guys can have new stories every day. If you are interested in sharing your stories, you've got to check it out. It's a really easy app. You can create your stories, you can edit them from your phone or your computer. So, no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating without having to go into a studio or do anything extra. They'll actually do all of your distribution for you too. So that part's really nice. And the best part, it's totally free. You don't have to pay for it. So you can get your stories out. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've been at it for almost, gosh, going on 3.5 years now. And because I can have questions and answers from my friends who are listening, I get to know what your thoughts are too. It's a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy me. www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Okay, friends. So today we're reading a book called Artist Ted by Andrea Beattie and Pascal Lemaitre. And it is read today by Mommy and
Tacky baby.
Oh, I don't think you're a tacky baby at all.
My name is Tacky.
Oh. You never know who it's going to be with Mommy, friends. You never know. Every day it's somebody different. So today's story we thought was the funniest thing when we saw it, because here is this bear and his name is Ted. Now, did you know that Ted, another name that people sometimes call someone whose name is Ted is Teddy, and he's a bear. Do you think he's Teddy Bear? Get it? It's funny. You know, Ted is also short for Theodore. Some people call people Theo. Some people call them Ted. It's true. So anyways, all that to say, he's standing on the cover of his book, but he has some things with him. He has a bottle of ketchup.
Ketchup.
A container of blueberry.
Mustard and toothpaste.
They have a container of blueberry jam, a jar of mustard, and a squeezed tube of toothpaste that's been squeezed. And I wonder why he has those things. I hope he doesn't put them on. Oh, here we go. Let's find out, friends. One morning, Ted woke up, got out of bed, and looked around his room. It looked the same as it did every morning.
That's not good,
thought Ted.
I need an artist to spiff things up around here.
Ted looked everywhere, but he couldn't find one. And since Ted couldn't find an artist, he became an artist. Every artist needs an imagination. Have you got an imagination?
Mm-hmm.
You could be an artist. Did you know that you could be an artist? Let's see what happens.
I have one of those, said Artist Ted, and he imagined a monkey juggling stinky socks.
Now, if only I had a paintbrush.
Now, Artist Ted did not have a paintbrush, so he made one. And can you describe to our friends here how he made a paintbrush?
He takes a spoon and puts on the curtain.
Mm-hmm. The tassel from his curtain, his mother's curtain, in the living room, he's yanked off of the curtain and he has attached it to a wooden spoon from her kitchen. And now he has... Oh, I don't know about this, Artist Ted. I don't know. Artist Ted didn't have any paint, so he made some of that, too. And now here we go. We've got the toothpaste and the blueberry jam and the ketchup and the mustard and chocolate sauce. And now we have yellow and red and purple and blue and brown paint. I don't know.
He looked around at the white walls, and he was inspired. Artist Ted painted and painted and painted. His mother was impressed. "What is that?" she asked.
"It's my masterpiece," he said. "I call it green."
"It isn't green," said his mother.
"Do we have any pea soup?"
asked Artist Ted. "Oh, because what color are peas?" "They're green. So if you have pea soup, then what color would that be? Do you think?" "Green. And I'm going to guess if it's green soup, it's probably kind of liquidy like a paint would be." "Go to school," said his mother. "Oh. At school, Artist Ted walked down the long white hallway. He was inspired. He painted and painted and painted. Oh my goodness, what has he done? What has he done?
He painted his teacher.
Yeah, he has, well, and he's gotten paint on other people's clothes. He's gotten paint on the walls. He's gotten paint all over the place. Principal Bigham was impressed.
"What is that?"
he asked.
"I call it Principal Bigham," said Artist Ted.
"I don't look like that,"
said Principal Bigham, and he turned bright red. Does he look happy to you? No, he doesn't look happy to me at all.
"A masterpiece," said Artist Ted.
"Go to class,"
said Principal Bigham. And what kind of animal is Principal Bigham?
He's a pig.
He's a pig.
He's a pig.
That's...
Mm-hmm, he is a pig ham.
"That's the name of my other masterpiece,"
said Artist Ted. Principal Bigham was speechless.
"No need to thank me,"
said Artist Ted.
"It's all in a day's work for a true artiste."
Artist Ted went to Mrs. Johnson's class. There was a new kid in class. His name was Pierre, and he was very quiet. Pierre wore a beautiful white shirt and sat right in front of Artist Ted. Artist Ted was inspired. "Oh no. I have a question for you. If you have a white shirt, what do you really need to do with it? Be extra careful so you don't spill on it, right? And what do you think our friend is going to do?" Oh, Artist Ted. He painted and painted and painted, and Pierre was not impressed. He frowned and did not speak.
"A mime,"
said Artist Ted, and he waved at Pierre. Pierre frowned even harder and sank down in his seat. Now, I have a question for you before we go any further. Is it kind to draw on other people's clothes? No, of course not. That would be very unkind. Is it kind to draw on their papers? No, I should think not. No, you have your own materials to use, and you should not use other people's. It will make them feel sad. At lunch, Artist Ted sat by Pierre. Pierre poked his potatoes with a fork and pushed them into a big pile.
"A sculptor,"
said Artist Ted, and he helped Pierre make a masterpiece. But Pierre was not impressed. He frowned again. He stomped his feet and jumped up and down.
"A dancer,"
said Artist Ted, and he danced all around the room, and he finished with a gigantic bow. And when he stood up, Pierre was gone.
"An escape artist,"
said Artist
Ted.
Wow.
Let me ask you, do you think that Pierre was a sculptor? Do you think that Pierre was a dancer? Or do you think that he was an escape artist? But do you think that artist Ted has a fabulous imagination? Artist Ted looked everywhere for Pierre. Mrs. Johnson and her class looked for Pierre, too. Principal Bigham ran this way and that.
Help!
He yelled.
Call the weatherman! Call the gardener! Call the library! Just call somebody!
But Artist Ted was already there. He found Pierre high in a tree. Just then, the weatherman arrived, and the gardener, and the librarians, and they watched Pierre's teardrops splash onto the grass.
At least he's not snowing, said the weatherman.
Could he water the shrubs, too?
Asked the gardener. Hope he doesn't get the books wet, said the librarians. Artist Ted looked around the playground. He saw the white wall of the school building, and he was inspired. But he needed help. Oh, I'm very worried. What do you think he's going to do?
All the kids
in the house. Oh? He told Mrs. Johnson and her students, and they painted and painted and painted. And now in the picture, friends, everybody in the school is painting on the school walls. And I do want to say, I've heard of some places in some schools where they do that, but I do not believe they do it at your school. You would have to ask. At last they finished.
A work of art,
said Artist Ted. And just then, someone grabbed his paintbrush. It was Pierre. He looked at the wall and frowned. Pierre painted and painted and painted. Now, what had they drawn? Can you describe it?
They'd drawn him.
They drew Pierre. And it says, "Welcome, friend." But Pierre, he didn't like it, so he was doing something. And at last he finished too, and Pierre stopped frowning.
A masterpiece, said Artist Ted. Pierre smiled and waved. You are a true artiste, said Artist Ted. Keep the brush.
And now what has he done here?
He painted
the rest of the school, so in the picture it's no longer just Pierre by himself. Now Pierre is holding hands with Ted, who's holding hands with, let's see, all the other animals, the alligator and the elephant, and, we should also say, so we know that Ted is a bear, but Pierre is what kind of animal?
Monkey.
A monkey, that's right.
And it actually says, welcome, friends.
Yes, that's the other thing that Pierre did, is he put an S at the end of the word friend, so that now that it reads welcome friends, and everybody there is a good friend. And I think that's a beautiful way of ending.
Wait.
It.
There's ham in there.
Oh, well, he's not a student, so Principal Big Ham just watches. He gets to see it, and so does the teacher. Yeah, they just get to watch it. Mrs. Johnson. Okay. So that night, Ted put away his paints and went to bed knowing he had done a good job.
There are so many wonderful arts to explore,
he thought.
How could anyone try them all?
Ted did not have a clue.
But I could get one,
he thought.
If I had a magnifying glass.
And then in the picture, friends, we can see Ted is imagining himself as Inspector or Detective Ted. And I'm going to guess that is exactly what he becomes in the next book. Because I think this is a series. I think that he does lots of different things.
And I love when we use our imaginations to turn into other things. Don't you?
Yes, of course.
But this one, my friends, is, say it with me, the end.